Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Must be the 4th of July if you're hearing that kind of music on the Small Business Advocate Show. Welcome back, 23 after. Happy Independence Day, America and Americans. And if you're listening around the world on the internet, and many of you are, you can celebrate right along with us. If you're not an American, there's a pretty darn good chance that you benefited from the existence of America. And if that's arrogant, then guilty as charged. Ken Davis is our guest. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'm your host. Ken is the author of Don't Know Much About History, Don't Know Much About the American Presidents, the whole series of books that I know your Don't Know Much About History is now out in its 20th anniversary edition.
That's correct.
New York Times bestseller. And then the Don't Know Much About American Presidents is your other new book, right?
That's the most recent one. It's out in hardcover, but still about and around. Just a couple of quick hits on the 4th of July, Jim, before we lose time. And we always have a conversation that gets all over the place, mm-hmm. it seems, because it's such fascinating stuff. But we should have actually been celebrating July 2nd. That's mm-hmm. the day that Congress actually voted in favor of a resolution of independence and declared itself free. And John Adams went home the next day, and he wrote to Abigail, "This day will go down in history. We'll celebrate it with parades and fireworks." And he was right about that, but just off by 2 days, because it was the 4th, the date on which Congress adopts the Declaration of Independence, which Jefferson mm-hmm. had drafted, and then sat for a couple of days while Congress picked over his words. He was not a happy fellow about that. And the most important change they made was taking out a reference to slavery that Jefferson included, mm-hmm. claiming that the King of England was responsible for the slave trade and was keeping America from stopping it, and that Congress was having none of it. Jefferson said it was in deference to the men who owned slaves, including himself, and those who were making a great deal of money transporting them and otherwise profiting from slavery.
So who were from all over the country, not just...
That's right. There were slave ports in New England. New York City had more slaves than most southern states.
Right.
Benjamin Franklin owned slaves and took advertisements for slave auctions. So there were very few clean hands when it comes to that. John Adams was morally opposed to slavery. Dr. Benjamin Rush, a fascinating character at mm-hmm. Philadelphia, formed the first abolition society in America. So there was a great deal of difference on that issue, of course, from the very beginning of the Republic. And, of course, it carried over until, unfortunately, 1861 and the terrible war that split the country.
Ken, the 4th was the day they took up the Declaration and approved it? Is that right? And when did the first signature go on it?
That's right. Now, the what was approved on the 4th of July was Jefferson's handwritten draft version mm-hmm. on a couple of pieces of paper.
So that was really the first date that they ever affixed to it, right?
That's right. Now, that's when the only people who signed that document that night are John Hancock, the president of the Congress, and Charles Thompson, who was the secretary of the Congress. Mm-hmm. He actually doesn't even sign. He only witnesses. Now, that piece of paper, Jefferson's draft, which had been written over and scratched, was sent to the printer, and it's been lost, unfortunately. That's gone to posterity. The printer made the handwritten version that we know of, the beautifully written document that we're all familiar with. That's mm-hmm. called the engrossed version, and that's in the National Archives. The printer also made 200 copies of another document, the same Declaration of Independence. That's called the Dunlap Broadside.
And is that the one with all the signatures?
That's, well, the one with the engrossed document is the one with all the signatures that we're familiar with seeing. Usually it's published in the newspaper.
Right, right.
And when the big John Hancock, that one is, there's only one of those, and that's in the National Archives. The Dunlap broadside was just a printed version. There were 200 of those.
Right.
They went to all the colonies. Some were sent to England. We only know about 27 of those in existence. One very famously was found a couple of years ago in the back of a picture frame at a tag sale, auctioned for $8 million
to
the producer, Norman Lear, and it travels the country. But back to the chronology here. Hancock and Thompson sign on the 2nd, goes to the printer. The printer prepares the handwritten grossed document. Most of the 57 signers don't sign until August then. It took that long to get this thing ready.
Mm-hmm.
And they were also, you know, some of them were reluctant to sign. We hear those words, we take our lives and our sacred honor, we pledge that to this idea. That wasn't pretty poetry. These men were committing treason against the most powerful man on earth, the King of England. If they had been caught right there, they might have been strung
They knew when they signed that could be mortal for them.
It was a death sentence,
and
their own death warrant.
And they were sentencing their own families to that, too.
They were, and as I said, if they'd been caught, maybe they would have been shipped back to London for a show trial or what would have happened.
Mm-hmm.
But certainly this was not something they took into lightly, and we can look back and, you know, think about, well, these are just these old white guys, as we say. But
the founders were geniuses, in my opinion. Their vision made them so to me. And I still think they're aliens, Ken. The things that they accomplished. Don't know much about history, Kenneth. See David. No, don'tknowmuch.com, right? Don't know much.
That's the website. Don't know much about history is the book.
All right. And don't know much about American presidents, folks. I promise you, you'll like them. Buy two because you're going to want to give one away. I promise. Hey, Ken, happy Independence Day. Come back soon.
Same thing to you, Jim. Go now and pursue happiness.
Kenneth
Bye-bye.
Davis. Ladies and gentlemen, he'll be back. I'll be back after these messages.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.